Ah, dear listener, welcome in. Always such a pleasure to see you. Oh, what's that you say? You'd like to hear follow-up on episode 254, Dishwashers? Oh, Dishwashers. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Let me take you back to that fateful episode.
Did you learn everything you wanted to learn about dishwashers this week?
Oh, not nearly, but I'm really excited to cook some dishwasher salmon with you.
All right, we're going to do it. That's it. No, you're absolutely right.
We'll let y'all know how it goes.
We've talked about it. So I guess, yeah, we've sort of made a public dare to ourselves.
And so the dare was afoot, my friends. What follows are the recovered tapes of the time that Catherine and I made fish in a dishwasher.
Well, Catherine, we're doing it. We're making dishwasher fish.
It's happening. It's fishwasher.
It's fishwasher 2018. So we're sitting here in your kitchen, and can you describe how we're going to make this fish? What's the rough procedure?
Okay. Let me read a little bit to you. Can I read to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So cut 2 12-inch square sheets of aluminum foil. We're only doing one because we didn't want to waste good fish money.
Right.
We don't want to burn that fish budget.
I mean, listen, we already can't afford an oven. We're going to need we can't afford this tin foil either.
Okay. So we're going to place a fillet on the square, the 12-inch square. We're going to fold up the outer edges, drizzle some lemon juice over each fillet. Okay, we've already done things out of order because we didn't fold up the edges before we put that lemon juice on there.
Well, the lemon juice has stayed contained, so I feel confident that we have not yet ruined the fish.
Yeah, I want to say you drizzled that lemon juice on there. I think you did a really good job.
Great. Notice I said yet. We've not yet ruined the fish.
I love your optimism. So we're going to fold and pinch the aluminum foil extra tightly to create a watertight seal. Make sure the packet is airtight by pressing down on it gently with your hand. If air escapes easily, rewrap.
That's fair.
It's kind of high risk, though.
Yeah, they're asking a lot out of this foil. But okay, so we've got this our fillet of salmon here, lemon, spices, mm-hmm. And now we're just going to wrap it up and we will put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
So we'll do some radio magic and see that in a moment.
Feel that? Do you hear that aluminum foil?
Crinkle, crinkle.
Okay, that's a fish wrapped in tinfoil in a dishwasher.
We're looking at exactly that.
Scale of 1 to 10, how scared that you're going to be hungry lately? Later.
I mean, I guess I'm taking ownership of this process.
Right.
And my hunger. And so I feel like I might get a little hungry later.
Uh-huh.
I feel like 5, 6 even.
Oh, gosh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, but also I know I'm just going to order a pizza, so.
Wait, okay, so then why is it still at 6? Because you're just going to order a pizza. Shouldn't it then be at 0? Because, like, you got pizza coming.
No. Delivery always takes longer than I think.
Oh, sure.
I'm always, like, hungry and like, oh, it'd be great in 10 minutes to have pizza. But pizza's going to take
That's
me...
That's going to be, like, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, maybe an hour.
Realistically.
Even. Yeah.
Okay.
How well do you think we got a garlic press in here, too? Do you think that's going to help flavor the fish at all?
That's my hope. My biggest hope is that I don't ruin my dishwasher.
Yeah, you don't want it to get all fishy. Although omega-3 fatty acids, that'd be great to have all on your dishes.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know, sort of like a pre-coating for health reasons.
Exactly.
Not a thing.
We might be onto something.
Oh, God. All right, are you ready to do this thing?
All right, let's do it. So we got no soap in here, no dishes except the garlic press, and yeah.
Because the recipe said, for a novice, it's okay to not put dirty dishes in there. But dude, they said add lemon scented soap. That makes me so nervous.
Yeah, just get a little scent in there. It'll be nice.
Do you think it's psychological?
I think okay.
Let's find out.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. So we're gonna close it up.
Let go and let God.
There it is. Fishwasher, take the wheel.
Start.
What do you want to let you know.
Pray.
All right. Okay, so we are, what does that look like, a third of the way through?
About a third of the way through it, yeah.
I guess my question is, do you think we should be smelling something? Should it smell like fish?
No. I think it's a bad sign if it smells like fish. It's supposed to be sealed.
Oh, right. It is supposed to be sealed.
It would be so bad if it smelled like fish. I would stop it immediately.
Oh, yeah, because then you're smelling up the dishwasher. What do you think is going on in there right now?
Oh, I think there's a lot of water. Here's what I hope is happening, and I'm going to project positive thinking into the dishwasher. I hope that there's warm water, about 60 to 70 degrees in temperature. Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
Celsius. And I hope that it's gently caressing the fish in a warm way, and it's staying out of the foil.
Yeah, I guess I hope that too. And we're done. It's so quiet.
Look, it's so quiet. I only hear the refrigerator.
Okay, so we're all done. Let's pop it out. What do you think? What's your prediction?
I think it worked.
Yeah?
I think we did a good job wrapping it.
I think we did do a good job wrapping it. Will it be cooked? Yeah, probably.
I think so, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm optimistic. And we're opening it. We're pulling it out. Got some steam in there. Oh, there's a plastic spoon that was left in there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You know, that looks really good.
It looks basically like we left it.
It looks exactly as we left it.
Okay. So pulling that out.
It feels stiff as though it's a little bit cooked.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Not like stiff as a board. Stiff as a board.
So it's not light as a feather is what you're saying.
It's neither light as a feather nor is it stiff as a board.
It's stiff as a cooked fish. Okay, and we're slowly unwrapping.
Oh, that old saying. You know the origin of that saying, stiff as a cooked fish?
What's the origin?
It's an old Inuit saying.
Oh, yeah. From their traditional dishwasher cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's taking a while because we did such a good job wrapping.
We were paranoid. We talked a big game about not using extra foil when we started, and then we immediately were like, this isn't working. More foil.
We used two sheets, yes.
Yeah. So,
do you think, well, we'll see.
Peeling it apart?
I'm just going to rip it.
So we have destroyed the foil.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this. We just wasted gallons of water.
The inside of it is wet.
Bad sign.
The inside of it is wet, but it could also be condensation.
Yeah, and also, let's not forget, there's a bunch of lemon juice inside there.
Yeah, so...
And for the home listener, it's the, this is two-layered. So the...
We're on the second layer.
Yeah, now we're unpeeling... we're looking at, let's see.
Oh, that looks lemony.
There's some lemon juice. It's revealing. That does not look great to me.
Really? I think that looks fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, it's not, it's just not that. Let's smell it. It does smell good.
It smells lemony, it smells peppery.
Should we try a little bit right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna, we're gonna get a fork like a fancy person. Look at you.
All right, raised by wolves.
Pretending you didn't just cook with a dishwasher. It's like a dark orange color. I usually see a pinker for salmon, you know? It's cooked-ish. What do you think?
Oh my god, I think it's fantastic.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Maybe I'm letting my skepticism drive this.
Oh, I think it's so good.
It's like,
I mean, this is part of the advantage of doing salmon over, like, chicken, right? Because, like, uncooked salmon is still edible.
That's true. You're right. It's a lovely texture.
I don't see, like, it's not like I'm looking inside of it, and I don't see, like, oh, there's a portion of it that's clearly uncooked. It's consistent in color throughout.
Hmm. All right, well, what do you say? We get it plated, we make a, like, nice meal of it, and we come back one more time for a final review. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Shea Dishwasher.
Catherine.
Tim.
What's your final review? Fishwasher 2018.
Oh, I love Fishwasher 2018. I'm so excited for the sequel.
What's the sequel?
I think more fish. I don't know. So you can also do chicken in a dishwasher. I don't know if we've mentioned that yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should put scare quotes around can.
Scare quotes?
Yeah, that's what people say when you like put quotes around it to mean like, yeah, sure, you know?
Oh, okay.
You can put chicken in a dishwasher.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't like chicken as much as I like fish, though. Mm-hmm. Like when you ask me chicken or fish, like
at a wedding.
Right. Or in the movie Airport.
76?
Are you saying the year of that the movie Airport came out?
I'm fairly sure there's a movie called like Airport.
We had a little bit of wine with dinner, and I feel like it's gone straight to our heads.
I think it might be the brain parasites that were in the fish we improperly cooked.
You know what? I'm having a great time with these brain parasites. 5 stars.
Okay, that's your review of Fishwasher.
Join the craze.
Would you do again?
Absolutely. I definitely am going to do again. Pretty much, like, I think maybe after you go to the airport, I'm going to go to the grocery store, get myself some fish washer.
Okay. What changes would you make?
Let's see here. You know, I might try a soy glaze next time.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
What
about you? Are you going to take fish washer home with you tonight? What's it going to take to get you into this fish washer?
That's like a Boston Market commercial. What? Are you going to take fish washer home tonight? Am I going to take... I don't think I'm going to use this cooking method in the future. Maybe, though.
Why? You're so against it.
In the end, though...
You've been so negative this whole time. Pessimistic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It was a success.
The fish was very good in the end. Yeah,
good fish.
And yeah, the whole meal really worked out. Mm-hmm. The fish washer recipe you looked up included a sauce, right?
Yes,
and that was a good sauce.
Oh, I think it was really a highlight for me of the meal. It had leeks, it had dill, jalapeno, lemon, garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ingredients.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
Yeah. Do you think you'll cook? So we had potato salad.
Yeah.
Would you cook the potatoes? Because I think you could cook the potatoes. They would maybe not get quite as soft.
Right.
But maybe.
Do you poach potatoes?
I mean, then you boil potatoes,
you
I guess.
You boil potatoes. You don't poach potatoes. That's the thing. I don't know that they're going to get cooked.
I think we need to move. For me to embrace the fish washer lifestyle, outside of course, FishCon 2018.
You need some veggie
options? Well... No.
Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I think I would like to be able to fill the top rack of the dishwasher.
With fish?
With things I'm going to cook. Like, I want the whole meal.
Really?
But you've heard of one-pot meals? Get ready for one dishwasher meals.
I think you could do some, like, maybe some asparagus in there.
That could be good, yeah.
Would you try an egg?
Yeah, I guess, now that it's a dare.
Fish washer.
All right. Well, to be honest, mm-hmm. here's a closing thought.
Yeah.
What percent of cooking with a dishwasher is fun for you because it's a crazy, wacky dare?
You know, I don't know that I have the perspective to honestly answer that question to you today. You know what? Check in with me in 10 years
mm-hmm.
when I have my fish washer emporium.
At Fish Washer 2028.
And it's lost its glitz and glamour, right. You know?
People coming in, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to wash some fish, and you're just like, let me tell you, son, I've been doing this for 10 years.
Because I'll be honest, I'm going to bring in some cold fish. I'm not going to microwave fish in an office because I'm not a monster.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll bring in some cold cooked fish from the dishwasher to eat for lunch. And I'll be like, hey, person I sit next to at work. Hey, her name is Stephanie. poor Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie. I made this in my dishwasher.
It's fun.
It's a conversation starter.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you that. It's a conversation starter. And with that, let's bring this conversation to an end.
It's a 5-star meal. Goodbye.
Goodbye, 5 stars.